We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. We got two more days left of this crazy heat wave that's hit SoCal today and tomorrow. And then Thursday, we'll be back to normality. So here in LA in the OC, almost about to hit 90 degrees today. In the valley, you already know, in the hundreds.
Don't even bother looking.
Yeah. I think once it hits 100, it doesn't matter if it's 102, 105, 110. It's just hot as hell. Good morning, Brian.
What up?
Can't wait to get to this and have Chelsea and Tamra help you all along with our female listeners. Because I got another text from Brian last night saying, yo, got in trouble with Jess again. That's his girlfriend. I officially don't understand women.
100%.
Oh, shoot.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamra.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
All right, man. What did you do this time, dog?
Well, look, I don't want to call y'all crazy.
Hey,
but you have moments of temporary insanity, like legitimate temporary insanity. So this is what happened. And I don't need you to tell me that what she said and what she did was crazy. I need you to explain why you guys have these moments of, like, crazy.
Okay, fantastic.
Right? Because I know it's crazy. She knows it's crazy, but I need to know why. Okay, so yesterday, I'm watching the NBA Finals game, right?
Great game, by the way,
unbelievable
man.
Unbelievable game, right?
Warriors won, by the way, so the finals continue.
Another game on Thursday. So I'm watching the game, and I get this call from what says informational. T-Mobile's really good at, like, knowing caller ID. So it says informational. I was like, what is this? Yeah. I'm going to answer this for sure. So I screenshotted informational, because I was like, this is funny. I'll probably be able to tweet about it or something. I don't know what informational means. Mm-hmm. It's ADT, my home security system in
right.
Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And they're calling me, and they're like, hey, your alarm went off. Is everything okay?
At your house in Atlanta.
In my house in Atlanta. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, my girlfriend's there. I'm sure everything's fine. I'll check with her.
Got it.
And then she goes, well, I need your PIN number or I have to call the police. And I was like, give her my PIN number. Then Jessica's calling me on the other line. I'm like, oh, perfect. My girlfriend's on the other line, because I was going to call her in like 2 seconds. So then I click over to Jessica and I'm like, hey, you set off the alarm? She's like, yeah. Did they call you? And I'm like, yeah, they called me. And I told them everything was probably fine, but I'd call you. And then she goes, you didn't know everything was fine.
Ooh, that was the first thing I thought in my head when you gave him the pin.
Right. But I have to give him the pin or they're going to call the police. And I know what happened. She set off the alarm taking the dogs out.
But couldn't you have kept him on hold and on the other line called Jessica to
probably
make sure?
Probably this has never happened to me before.
Just sent a text.
Because, look, I'm sure I could have done all those things. I didn't have time. The lady was still like on the other line. I clicked over. I didn't tell her to hold though. I just hung up on her.
And granted, you guys know this. Brian loves basketball. This is interrupting the game.
So he's like, fourth quarter.
I got to get back to this finals NBA game. So I didn't resolve this fast.
Look.
So Jessica's upset because you're like, you didn't know for sure that everything was fine. Mm-hmm. And you told them, don't send the cops there was a chance.
Like she could have been in trouble.
Okay, but hold on. Check this out.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't 911 who I was talking to. So I was like, Jessica's like, well, what were you going to do? And I'm like, what I was going to do is call you. And if you didn't answer the phone, guess who's calling 911? This guy right here with a phone and thumbs.
Fair. Right.
I would call 911.
That's too much time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are out of your minds.
Yeah.
So you guys, Tamra and Chelsea, you guys are taking Brian's girlfriend's side.
Yeah, definitely.
1,000%.
Because this also like sets it up for like how would you handle things in the future?
Well,
like,
I changed the number to call her ass. You call her ass. ADT call yo ass when you set off the alarm. My point is this. I get what she's saying. I understand the logistics of it, which is why I changed the number to go to her first. And secondarily, it goes to me. The thing is that she now wants me to just like, okay, so what if I didn't tell ADT everything was fine? And the cops show up. She's going to be pissed then, too.
Really, she would?
You got to deal. She's in her pajamas. She's got to go out now and deal with the cops who just showed up at the house. She's not wearing any makeup. Of course, she doesn't want to talk to the. It's probably some hot police officer who shows up. Oh, he just stepped out of a calendar. It would be my luck to have that happen, Tim.
Brian, so you're saying on your side of things, it was a lose-lose situation.
It's a lose-lose all the way.
Yeah, you know, I'm just thinking, and I texted you this yesterday, man. I was like, you know what, bro? You're turning into the optimist on this show. You know, this person saying, yo, the alarm's going off in your house in Atlanta. Your girlfriend's in it. You're like, it's probably all fine. And that's very new from you. So congratulations on being so optimistic.
I don't know if it's optimism or just straight up giving up. Beaten down.
So ladies, bottom line, was it crazy of Jessica to react like that?
No, no. I don't think so at all.
No.
All right, so next time I'll just waste all the taxpayers' money and send that police officer over there. And when he shows up shredded with abs and you go out there with no makeup on, feeling all bloated, that is your fault.
That's the voice of optimism right there?
You're right.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We're going to be in the high 80s again today and sunny here in LA in the OC. I.E. in the Valley will be reaching 100 degrees and beyond. So brace yourselves. The heat wave will last with you till tomorrow. Then Thursday we'll chill out a bit. I got a feel-good story for your morning right now. So this 9-year-old boy, Ryan Kirkpatrick, up in Napa Valley area, Northern California, found out that some of his classmates at the end of the school year owed lunch money. And this is interesting because I didn't know that sometimes they built up like a bill.
Yeah, you can run
a
tab.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to look. If you show up for school, you don't have money and you need to eat. They're not going to be like, sorry. Mm-hmm.
They always feed you. Yeah. Right. So depending on your socioeconomic level, either you get free lunch or sometimes they just charge you 30 cents or up to $3 apparently, right? So he found this out. So he went over to his mom and told her, I want to use all of my allowance money to pay off my classmates' fees for their lunch and what they owe. And my man dropped $74.50 to free his classmates of that debt.
Which translates to $1 million for a kid.
Oh,
right? $74.
Sure, bro. For sure. So, man, that is such a dope story right there. And now we're going to hit you up with a real controversial story. So, if you haven't seen this video, it's pretty wild. It's of ex-baseball player David Ortiz, Big Poppy, from the Boston Red Sox.
Future Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely amazing. Beloved in Boston, beloved in baseball, beloved in the Dominican Republic, where he's from. He was hanging out in DR, and as you can see a video, he's hanging out at a bar, restaurant, outdoors, and a man rolls up right behind him and just shoots one shot through his back and out the front. Say, God, after a couple surgeries, so on and so forth, he's going to make it, right? It's absolutely amazing that he's going to make it. But now comes, who was this person? Mm-hmm. How did this happen?
He got smoked afterwards, too. The crowds of people at the bar
down, yeah.
Just whooped him.
There's two people. The getaway car driver got away, and they got the other dude, right? So they're still searching for the other. And now stories are saying, allegedly, the reason behind this is they're saying that it looks like hired killers from a drug lord in the Dominican Republic. Because allegedly, Big Poppy was messing around with a drug lord's female.
Oof, don't want to do that.
So, my whole thing is, if you're a woman and you know your main piece is a drug lord or somebody real dangerous, don't you give your side piece a little heads up?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he knew who he was messing with.
You'd think.
Right?
I mean, if I were the drug lord, look, I mean, it's not like that's the only chick this drug lord is messing with, likely. I'd be like, oh, Big Poppy? I'd be like, yo, can you get me an introduction?
Yeah.
No. Hang out with Big Poppy on a yacht somewhere in the DR, that'd be dope.
Yeah, but it comes down to ego at that point, bro. Oh, Big Poppy thinks he can mess with my girl? Well, I'm going to show him.
Sounds real mature.
Now they're searching for the other person who allegedly they believe may be a cop that was for hire. What? From the drug lord. Wow. Crazy story, man. But later on, we do need to have a topic about this, bro. Where, like, if you are a woman and you know your main piece was dangerous, but you messed around with your side piece, and then because of that, your side piece got tore up.
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying, but also, if you're the kind of person who's cheating on someone, you got a side piece doing this, you're messing around, like, your line of ethics is very blurred to begin with, so yeah. I doubt you're thinking, like,
you're probably not,
well, I'm going to cheat on him, but let's not do it with someone who he'll kill.
Yeah, you're probably not that thoughtful. Right. That's really what you're saying.
Well, here's the thing, though, right? Like, I just think it should be code. Anybody, male or female, you know, in the sense of, like, if you are in a serious relationship with somebody dangerous, like, oh, they just got out of jail for attempted murder. and I'm going to go mess around with somebody else, I'm going to give them a heads up. Mm. Yo, disclaimer, by the way, in case you want to hook up with me, my main piece, did some time for the A, B, C, and D. And now it's your choice if you want to continue messing around.
Yeah, but they want to get theirs. They're not going to, like, give them that heads up. They're thinking about themselves. Yeah. They're like, you know what? It's time.
I kind of feel like that, like when you're dealing with scumbaggery and scumbaggery gets you, then it gets you.
It's the principle, damn it. Say it.
It's the principle, damn it.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1.
Amp Radio. We got to support our ladies in the Women's World Cup, baby. Women's World Cup kicked off for soccer. And our U.S. of A. women will be playing their first game versus Thailand today at 12 p.m. By the way, guys, we got to be proud, man. We're defending champs right here.
Yeah, we're their favorite, too, right? One of the favorites,
facts.
At least.
Mm. Our ladies are so phenomenal in soccer, bro. Unlike...
I mean, come on.
The men? Who didn't even make it to the last World Cup?
That was a real kick in the junk for soccer in the United States.
Broke my heart,
bro. Dude's not making the World Cup at all.
I mean... I root for both teams, Mexico and U.S., unless they're playing against each other, then I go for Mexico. But, like, it broke my heart that the U.S. didn't make it, the men's team, mm-hmm. because it's like, you want them to make it, not only because I want them to go far and win, but it helps football, it helps soccer in the U.S. to grow mm-hmm. right. to the level where it is worldwide.
I mean, you look at, like, you know, cities like here in Los Angeles, we have Galaxy and LAFC.
Yeah.
There's two teams in a city. So you watch the Atlanta United selling out 100,000 seats yeah. for their games. So the excitement's growing, and we were at this level of, like, it's going to happen. Soccer's going to be. Yeah. And then they're like, we need to make the World Cup. Never mind.
Wah, wah, wah.
Hey, kill me. Yeah. So support our ladies, baby. 12 p.m. today. Make sure you watch that and support all the way. Chelsea, what's coming up next?
So if your kids are obsessed with YouTube sensation JoJo Siwa, what you need to know about one of her products that could be bad for your kids' health.
Oh, snap.
That's coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50.
The Chelsea Report.
So if your kids are big fans of YouTube sensation JoJo Siwa, that's her right there.
What are you talking about? I'm a big fan.
Yeah, the way you just dance to that song.
Just
yeah,
playing,
you are.
Just playing.
And if they have her makeup kits, which are sold at Claire's, a serious warning, throw them away immediately.
Wow.
They're being recalled because they tested positive for asbestos.
Damn.
Oh, get out of here.
How yes. does that happen?
Yep. The sequin bows she sells are okay, but it's her makeup kits and her nail polishes that are definitely not okay.
How do you recover from something like that? If you have a makeup line or any type of product, how do you recover from something like this? Like, does she recover?
Well, I mean, kids aren't, like, look, kids aren't going to be the ones who are really, like, hip to, like, the negative effects of asbestos. I'm sure parents are going to be super frustrated, but mm-hmm. she's just going to drop another YouTube video, and her fan base Damn. Is so young, they're going to get over it pretty quickly. But parents are going to go into this, like, whoa, like, check in mm-hmm. all the products. I just don't know, how do you accidentally, you have to put yeah. asbestos in something. How does
crazy,
asbestos
man.
End up in something?
She's also not known for her makeup. Like, she, right. I think this is just like a side thing. Like, she's known for her bows, these big bows that kids wear. So I'm guessing she'll just be, yeah, she'll put a video out, and then mm-hmm. she'll just stop doing makeup because it's okay. like, oh, that didn't go well. Let's skirt around that.
I feel like,
you know,
if you own it and get out there, be like, oh my yeah. god, this is mortifying. Please yeah. throw them away. Get your money back. Like, I'm so sorry. I yeah. think people respect that versus if you like, you're like yeah. shady trying to hide it.
Definitely. Rihanna, mm. Rihanna, actually, how you should say it. She's opening up about her secret love life.
All
so
right.
if you're a Rihanna fan, this is a really big deal because she never speaks on her personal life.
Yeah.
Well, in a new interview with an Interview magazine, she reveals she found happiness with her boyfriend Hassan Jameel, saying, I got into a new relationship and it matters to me. It was like, I need to make time for this just like I nurture my businesses. I need to nurture this as well.
Wow.
She also says, and I think this is interesting, she's learned in the last year to mark P days on her calendar, which are personal days for mental health, but also for her and her boyfriend.
That's so smart. Mm-hmm. My wife taught me that early on in our relationship. And she was like, hey, just how you book things for work, just how you book things for whatever it mm-hmm. is, and that becomes a priority, we need to book stuff like that mm-hmm. for us as a date night, family night, and it's helped our relationship so much to be able to book it and be like, yo, this isn't budging,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I really wish I could do their personal days, though. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, she's rich.
On a
she's
yacht
a billionaire.
In the middle of, yeah.
Right. My personal day is me sitting in an apartment by myself. I just told you guys I ordered an Xbox. That's my personal day now.
Brian's like, I got it for $125.
I'm sitting here talking to myself. Guys, are good video games, man.
And he's trying to recruit me to go play video games at his apartment.
Come on. And I need friends.
And you guys are also just having a conversation about getting a pedicure this week. So well, there's where you guys are at.
Here's the thing. Off the air about 5 minutes ago, I said, yo, who's down for a pedicure this week? I need one. That's mm-hmm. also another requirement my wife gave me. She's like, yo, Like, you're walking around barefoot, scratching up the floor. Right, you know what I'm saying? It's getting dangerous up in here.
Take care of those dogs, man.
P-Day also stands for pedicure.
Exactly. Isn't her boyfriend, like, a billionaire as well?
He's a billionaire. Yeah.
He's straight up. He's doing all right.
Yeah.
So, personal days are, you're right, Brian. They're a little bit different.
It's not Xbox at my house and pedicures.
Just side note, she also mentioned her album. She's working on it. She's not rushing it. But she says even if she doesn't have time to shoot music videos, she will put out the album without them. So it should be soon-ish, but she's not rushing it.
And she's rushing it.
There you go. We're celebrating. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right about now, the heat wave will continue here in SoCal today and tomorrow. We'll chill out a little bit on Thursday. So if you're in LA and the OC, expect to almost hit 90 degrees today. And if you're in the IE in the Valley, just move out. don't be there till the sun goes down.
Live in denial.
Stay in the pool. That's all you can do.
Exactly. All right, familia, right about now, who did you dirty? 877-971-HITS, number to call. Helen from L.A., good morning.
Good morning.
Helen, who dared did you dirty? Vent about it and let it go.
Well, I don't know how you would call her. She was an ex-family member, so she's not the sister-in-law. She was married to my brother-in-law, and we had both separated from the brothers.
Got it. Okay.
So I was there for her when she needed the most, when her man left her for another woman. And then all of a sudden, she stopped talking to me. And I said, why did she stop talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, I was dating somebody else. And I found out that as soon as I took a break from that other one guy that I was dating 3 years later, she had a little date with him. And she totally talked bad about me to him. She made a date with him to a hotel. He didn't show up because he fell asleep. But she did get $1,000 out from that. And she blocked him. And he wanted his money back. So he ended up telling her the truth. He said, we broke up. So this is what happened. She used to talk bad about you all the time. She asked me for $1,000. You were supposed to meet each other at the hotel. I didn't show up. But if I would have shown up, things would have happened. I felt so bad because I was with her, in the moments where she needed the most.
Yeah, you helped her out the most when she was going through that divorce. And now, because you took a little break from your boyfriend, she tried to swoop in. But hold up. Homegirl was charging $1,000 for what?
It wasn't that she was charging. It was that she lied to him saying that she wasn't getting child support.
Gotcha.
And her brother had just died. And it was all just a lie.
It kind of sounds like two shady people being shady to each other. And dude got taken for $1,000. But it kind of like, I guess for him it's karma. But also it's like for her, she just sounds like a scam artist. You're way better off not having that lady in your life.
Oh, yeah. But what was worse is that she was a Christian, supposedly.
Damn.
So I get to find out she was trying to go back with the ex-husband. She started dating him again. And she was dating the youth pastor at the same time.
There you go.
Yo, this lady's got drama on top of drama.
When the drama started happening and she was scared because the pastor found out and sent a picture to everybody from my ex-husband.
Wow.
She called me and she asked for help and I said, nope.
Wait, what picture did the pastor send? It sounds like you guys need a reality show at this church.
Yeah, this church is gangster. It's like at the beginning announcements at church, like, and by the way, the sushi of the week is.
Not kidding.
Wow, Helen. This is crazy. Yes, this sounds like a telenovela.
It does. Be very careful who you trust and don't bring anybody close to your home.
Well, that sucks, Helen, that because of this, you got to live life like that now, afraid of who you bring around your man and all kinds of stuff, man.
I don't bring nobody to my house now. I had a relationship for 6 years, and I just don't bring anybody.
Just what we were going to ask you, if you could go over this summer for a carne asada, a little barbecue, but never mind.
Crash your party.
I'm so sorry.
She's like, yep.
Rules are rules, dog. Rules are rules.
She's like, I live by these rules. Helen, thank you for calling in. We wish you all the best. You sound like you have an amazing heart, and hopefully this one person doesn't stop you from being great to people and helping out.
Today is actually my birthday, and I intend to have a blast.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Helen.
Thank you so much.
We love you, girl. Later.
Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, man. That sucks when somebody does something that dirty to you, and then now you question everybody else that comes into your life. Because in a way, it sucks because you don't get to enjoy your life to the fullest, and that person still has somewhat of control over your life because of what they did, you know?
I mean, I feel like you just got to ditch the person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and move on, man. But don't let them steal your joy or your peace, for sure.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
All right, about now, your chance to win 4 passes to have fun at Knott's Berry Farm by playing the Survey Says game. 2 listeners are going to be battling it out. Family Feud style. They'll have 3 rounds to compete and try to guess the best answers under 1 category. Whoever ends up with the most points wins the Knott's Berry Farm tickets, and it is Father's Day edition questions. All right, guys, in case you didn't know, like my wife, it's Father's Day this coming up weekend.
I mean, you got it rough this year because you have a 2-month-old. Yeah. And we're just coming off Mother's Day. That was so big. It's like Father's Day is kind of like, listen, babe, it's all good. You had a lot of work the last year.
And she didn't even play it off, man. We were at church on Sunday, and the pastor was talking about Father's Day coming up. She's like, oh, it's Father's Day coming up out loud. I'm like, thanks, babe. Ernesto from Oxnard, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be going up against Megan from Laverne. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Megan, you called in first, so you get first shot, and then Ernesto, you'll go after her, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. 3 rounds. Megan, you go first. So the category this morning is things a kid might do to furniture that would get a dad mad. Okay? Let me think back to your childhood, Megan, all right? Ready, and then Brian's going
to
tell us.
I'm not thinking back to mine. I'm thinking of my son.
I didn't do anything wrong growing up. My kid is a wild thing.
She's like, my parents had plastic on our furniture. You couldn't do anything wrong to it. All right, Megan. So go for it, Megan. You give the first answer.
I'm so sorry to my son. He picks his nose and flicks his little boogers on the couch.
Oh, my gosh. The survey says boogers on the couch.
No.
It's not on the board.
Not on the Family Feud survey board, but it is hilarious.
Yeah. Think about it this way, Megan. Your kid is unique.
No, he's not. You know you did it, too.
That's true. I've done it to the studio chair.
I still do it, Megan. Oh, we lost Ernesto. We lost Ernesto, everybody.
Oh, really?
No, did I win?
So, listen, you technically win.
Give us one more answer. Yeah. Let's see if it's on the board.
Let's go. You got to get at least one answer on the board, all right? So, things a kid might do to furniture that would get a dad mad. Go for it.
Not take his shoes off?
Me and you were very specific.
Yeah. That is not on the board.
Wait, try it one more time.
Jumping on the couch. Jumping on the couch.
Survey says.
Jumping on the couch.
Nailed it. That was the number one. You got 30 points for that.
Congratulations, Megan. Okay. Oh. Dang, Ernesto. Just phone dropped, bro.
Yikes.
Sorry, Ernesto. If you call back, we'll invite you to Brian's stand-up comedy show, Ernesto.
I'll be playing Oxnard very soon. So.
Yeah. Whatever you get, better signal. Megan, congratulations. You're going to go to Knott's Berry Farm with your kid. That drops boogies on the couch.
Thank you, guys.
Funny.
Like, don't talk about my son like that.
Wipes him on Montezuma's Revenge ride seat.
Megan, love you, girl. Hang tight. We'll get you all the details off the air, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for listening to us. All right, familia, coming up next, we're going to dive into this because it's absolutely hilarious. Your ridiculously named group text titles. Whether it be on WhatsApp or just on a text platform, whatever it is, you know you have them. Brian discovered one without really wanting to on Tamra, our social media guru's phone, that is actually pretty much about Brian. Well, it's hilarious. The title's hilarious.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Oh, my gosh. You know you have some hilarious group text titles that you and your friends got going on, whether it be on WhatsApp, just regular text, or whatever it may be. We want to know what the hilarious text title is. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. This all got inspired thanks to our social media guru, Tamara.
You hear that evil giggle over there.
And Brian's the one that discovered it, and you immediately shot a picture of it and sent it to me. And you're like, yo, I am dying laughing in my car right now from what I just saw.
Hell yes. So a couple weeks ago, I was going to LAX to pick up my girlfriend, right? She's coming in for the weekend. My girlfriend Jessica coming in from Atlanta. Now, coincidentally, Tam was flying to Atlanta.
Yeah, I remember that.
So she jumps in the car and she's like, oh, I gotta charge my phone. Can I plug my phone into your car? And I was like, yeah, sure. So she plugs her phone in and I have Apple CarPlay in my car and it brings up your like text messages on the screen of the car.
Ooh, that's trouble.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what's gonna come up?
And we're driving and the first thread name that I see, because you don't see what they text, what people have been texting, you just see the names of the text messages, like who's
the
been
title.
Texted.
The title.
The title. It says Caucasian lifestyle. Then it has money, flying money, money bag, credit card, diamond, people, high heel, frowny face.
No manches.
Emojis were all in the title, and I was like, how funny, but also how hilarious, because I'm a super white dude.
Yeah.
Tam is a beautiful black woman.
Yeah.
And I just want to see what the hell is on Caucasian lifestyle.
The first text was you, Brian.
I wanted to see. I was like, Tam, come on. You know you want to let me see Caucasian lifestyle. And then I was like, damn, what if the first one she's just ripping on this dude she works with?
Let's just say nobody's safe in Caucasian lifestyle.
Oh!
Wait, have you talked about Brian and I in it?
No, I haven't.
She's going to take the fifth on that one.
Not yet.
No, I really haven't. But yeah, it's Caucasian lifestyle. It's not what you think it would be. But we basically got it from this comedian called Joanne the Scammer. And she just says like funny stuff like about Caucasian lifestyle. And it's just so hilarious. So we just decided to make our group chat.
All right, so Brian actually secretly is hoping he does make it on that text.
I know, I am too.
You know what? Brian was actually in there.
Yes!
You got it. She didn't know she wanted to say it or not. It came out.
You made it, bro.
I feel so proud right now.
It's like graduating, bro. You're at a different Caucasian level right now.
That's amazing.
Chelsea, you got some funny group texts?
Yeah, so me and my friends, we have one. It's lit.
It's lit?
It's lit.
It's lit, but with a C before lit.
So it's like lit for ladies.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's just so funny. So we think it's hilarious. Yeah.
I didn't even know where to go from here, bro.
The topics included are just, you know, fun little musings.
Let me know.
Stories from the weekend.
Let me know. Did I make It's Lit?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I'm not even going to ask, Doc. All right. Coming up next, we'll get more of your calls and texts, 877-971-HITS. Tell us your hilarious group text titles. You know you got them.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ava from WeHo, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you driving a forklift? What is that beep?
She's like, just restocking the warehouse, that's all.
No big deal.
Ava, so what's your hilarious group text title that you have with your homies?
So we have a group chat going on called the D League.
The D League.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know where this is going.
Well, like NBA, you guys like talk about NBA players that are trying to make it to the big leagues?
Try again, Bri.
Maybe some of them are NBA players.
I'm with 9 other girls in this group, and anytime we get a D pick, we just torch it. We talk and, you know, just have a good time.
but do good ones make it in there too?
Actually, yeah. I mean, sometimes there's really good ones.
I mean, but even the best ones are still not great. It's not a great looking area, man. There's no Instagram filter that makes the D look really nice.
This is all so new to me, bro. Like,
so when
Chelsea
real.
Brought that up, what about the good ones? Like, I didn't know there was like categories. Oh, is that yeah. a different group text?
Wait, for I don't sure. believe they exist. I'm going to Google it right like, now.
My friends and I, we do ones? This too. We don't have an actual D. Now I might need to start a D league thing, but we definitely share what do you, D picks with
what
each
are
other.
The, what are the criteria that you grade them on?
Oh my gosh, no. We're not doing this. Ava, thank you for calling in. That's hilarious. We got a surprise gift for you. You can go see my boy Brian at his comedy show.
Saturday night, 8:30, the Ha Ha Comedy Club in North Hollywood. We'll put your name on the guest list.
Awesome.
And
thank
all the D's,
you.
Too, if you want to send it to them.
We put you on the guest list and on the D list. All right, hold on. Vanessa from Ontario, Califas. Good morning to you. What's your hilarious group text title?
Good morning. So, me and my friends are all Mexican, of course.
Uh-huh.
And,
of course.
We have a group chat called Paisa Rangers.
Paisa Rangers. What? I love it. So Paisa is what you call somebody else that's from your same country. Like if you're Mexican, I'm Mexican, we were Paisanos.
Okay.
What up, Paisa? So Paisa Rangers.
So it's like a take off the Power Rangers, but Latina?
Yeah.
That's great.
What goes down in that text?
Oh my God, you don't even want to know.
Yeah, no.
We kind
of
do.
It's a lot of ripping of white people, I'll tell you that much.
That and some other stuff.
That's hilarious. Thank you, Paisa Ranger, for calling in. Have a great summer.
Okay.
Jay in LA, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Dímelo, bro. What's your hilarious group text title?
My group text title is called Double D's. The funny part is, it's just a bunch of nerds playing Dungeons and Dragons.
It's amazing.
That is
amazing.
My girlfriend ever saw it. She was like, "What the hell is this?" And right. I was like, "It's my Dungeons and Dragons group." She's like, "Are you sure?"
Look, when your girlfriend finds that and she's like, "Oh my God, you guys look at boobs on these? That's ridiculous." And you're like, "No, it's Dungeons and Dragons." She's like, "I almost wish it was boobs."
She's like, "What the hell is that?"
Jay, thank you for calling in, bro. Keep having fun with Dungeons and Dragons, right? Even though I think your girlfriend wishes you had more fun with her.
All right, later, guys.
Later, bro. Yo, lines are blowing up. Your texts are coming in. Y'all are hilarious. Jasmine from Inglewood up to no good. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great, and we're going to be better once we hear your hilarious group text title that you have with your friends.
Borrachas Anonymous.
Borrachas means drunk women, and Anonymous means anonymous.
Right.
That's funny.
Yes.
So what do you guys do there? Just tell your drunken stories?
Yeah. The last one was somebody ended up naked in the dance floor at the club.
Ooh.
Wait, ended up naked and drunk on the dance floor?
Yes. She was wearing a dress, so her dress like went all the way up. And yeah, let's just say it was pretty embarrassing.
Oh my gosh, Borrachas Anonymous. And did you know her? She's a homie?
She's my best friend.
She's my best friend.
Hey, that's what friends are for, to put you on the Borrachas Anonymous text.
And no judgments in there, you know?
Yeah, and she's probably listening. So.
Oh, give her a shout out, Jasmine.
Hi, friend. She's working and they listen to you guys at her work, so I'm not going to put her on blast.
Yeah, and I like that she said hi, friend. Yeah. She wasn't like, going to say the name.
Oh, look, her coworkers know who she is.
She may think she's keeping it from her coworkers, exactly. But they all know what kind of borracha life she lives. All right, Jazz, thank you for listening to us. Have a great week.
Likewise, thank you guys. Bye.
And if they don't know, I mean, she's already rocking that cruda face, hungover face, or right now she's extremely red. And everybody's like looking around, you know, if they're listening.
Still some regret from the weekend.
Bags. What are coming in on text, Brian?
From the 626, we got my sister and I have an Instagram group chat called Wide Set V's.
Wow.
You can put that together in your head.
Wow. Okay.
For Erica from LA said their group text is Las Sucias.
Las Sucias, the dirty ones.
From the 310, we got a group text called Dum Dums. And then for the 562, our coworker group chat for work is called Peasants.
All right, good times.
Wow. We need to name ours, our work group chat.
It's just called Amp Morning Show. Yeah. So whack.
Come on, you guys. We had to get a little more creative.
Yeah, well, we named it when we first met, so we didn't know each other. Right. Now we can name it something crazy.
From Instagram, we got from Like a Boss says Robbery Plans. You're probably not going to want to have that one if you get in trouble.
Robbery Plans.
So Many Stars said Jamaican Hotatoes.
Hotatoes?
Pretty solid one. Then we got from XXLXX_1, SugarDaddyMingle.com. That makes sense with a lot of X's in the Instagram.
Well, there you go, man. My cousin Rosa has Tacos Before Vatos, and they just screenshot like Instagram taco stuff and send it to each other and drool over it. I was like, can I be a part of that?
I have a buddy who puts all his friends who hate group texts in one text. It's called hostage situation. And he just will add people when they remove themselves. So add them back and then just text them nonsense because it just drives them crazy.
The worst thing about group texts is like when there's texting going on, it has nothing to do with you. It's just between two people. And they just keep going back and forth. And you're like, yo, like, I don't need my phone blowing up right now. Please, let me be out.
I just like leaving the situation. It says so-and-so's left the conversation. Bye!
I'm messing with you.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
And if you love the Jonas Brothers, they announced the second night at the Forum, and we got tickets for you coming up in the 9 a.m. hour. So stay tuned for that. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Shout out to all the Dodger and Angels fans. Freeway Series is going down. Yesterday, the Angels shocked us Dodger fans by beating us 5-3. It's like, hey, QML is supposed to happen. So they're going back at it again tonight at 7:07. Also, man, we definitely got to get behind our U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. They're the defending champs, so it's pretty easy to get, you know, behind that situation right there.
Yeah, and they're in the World Cup. The men didn't even make it, so it's easy.
Yeah. They're playing against Thailand today in the first game in the World Cup in soccer at 12 p.m. Make sure you root them on and support them 1,000%. NBA Finals are going down. Drake completely upset because he thought the Raptors in Toronto, which is his team, he loves them, they were going to win yesterday, the whole thing. So the series was 3-1. Raptors are beating the Warriors. Whichever team gets the 4 wins first wins the whole thing.
It's a wrap on the final.
And the Raptors could have wrapped it last night, and they were super close.
Yeah, Kawhi blew it at the end. He had a look at a game winner with about 8 seconds left and dished off to Kyle Lowry, who missed it. I think the biggest story coming out of last night was that Kevin Durant re-injured his calf, possibly, potentially, tore his Achilles tendon in that right leg. And if you want to know about the impact Kevin Durant made, he had 11 points in 12 minutes of game time, which his plus minus was 6, which is unbelievable. And I will say, man, I know that everyone's giving Drake a bunch of crap for being like extra on the sidelines, which I think every team should have a rapper on the sidelines acting a fool. I think it's entertaining.
A hype rapper.
Yeah, but if you watch what happened when Kevin Durant was getting walked off the floor yesterday, Drake was all up in his own feelings and gave, like, you know, patted Kevin Durant on the back. Just to, like, look, it's all drama. It's all for show. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys all hang out in the offseason and stuff. And that's a real bummer, man, because KD came in, 11 points in 12 minutes is unbelievable. And hopefully, if it is an Achilles injury, coming back a little bit too early for that calf muscle, hopefully, like, his recovery isn't too time-consuming.
Well, Kobe went through it, man, and it really hurt him, you know what I'm saying? And let me say this, dude. Kevin Durant of the Warriors yesterday, when he got re-injured, the crowd was actually cheering and happy that he got injured because they were in Toronto. And Drake, along with the other Toronto Raptor Calling players, were like telling him to, like, yo, do not cheer for this. Like, one thing is like a sport, but this is this man's, like, you know, situation right now. It could end his career potentially.
Mm-hmm. I think if you went back right now, knowing what we know, armed with hindsight, those fans would be like, oh, that's really bad. But I think in the moment, it was one of those, like, aha, he aggravated that calf injury. He's
awful,
out. I know,
right?
it is, but it's awful. But it wasn't, it was a thing where he was not even supposed to play until 24 hours before. And so I think people just thought, like, oh, he tweaked it, he can't play anymore. Yeah. And it was more of like, yeah, he's not playing situation versus a low, like, it's a different injury. It's not the calf if it's an Achilles tendon.
The Chelsea Report.
So it seems like Kylie Jenner and Jordan Wood's friendship is on the mend, you guys.
Nobody cares!
Oh, but people care.
People lost sleep over this, producer Brad. Come on.
Yeah, so they were spotted hanging out at a nightclub over the weekend. Both were there for their friend Stassi's birthday. Kylie was even seen leaving the VIP section to go down to the not-so-VIP section to talk to Jordan.
No way! She went down to talk to the people?
This is the peasants.
This is 100% just late season keeping up the Kardashian storyline drama nonsense, right? I mean, come on. The whole thing is just so fraudulent.
I would say yes, Brian, but they are friends from, like, the teenage years. You know what I'm saying? So they're, like, basically sisters. I would say that Kylie's even probably closer to Jordan than some of her sisters.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I'm just saying, Kris Jenner is like, yo, episode 8, you make up with Jordan at a club night, blah, blah, blah.
Also, think about what kind of dirt Jordan has on Kylie. She's probably like, I gotta keep her close, in a sense.
She knows where the bodies are buried.
Yes.
Never thought about it that way, Chels.
I mean,
okay.
Sources say that the vibe between them was very friendly. They were smiling when they caught up. And apparently, Tristan Thompson was also at the party.
Okay, now it got weird. Now I believe Brian.
But he showed up with Drake. And apparently, both Kylie and Jordan stayed away from him. So,
how's Drake everywhere, bro? Right.
Dude, Drake,
they're like old school Toronto homies though, because mm-hmm. Tristan's from Canada.
Wendy Williams, man, she's been going through a lot lately. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, she actually broke down crying when asked about her estranged husband and the future mm-hmm. of her family. She was basically sitting in her car mm-hmm. when it happened, picking up some Roscoe's chicken and waffles.
So good, though. With that yeah. sunrise lemonade, I got you.
When a photographer basically started asking her a ton of questions about what's going on in her life.
Please don't make me cry.
Okay, I won't.
I would ask you to respect our privacy, but please, I don't respect people's privacy. That's why I do the Hot Topics. All three of us are doing fine.
Are we gonna see the three of you guys? Yeah, I mean, together, maybe not as a married
couple
again.
Yes, of course you will. Kevin's got to graduate from college. He's going into his sophomore year. Yes! Everybody's got to grow up.
And is he going to be back with his father again?
Yes! Okay. Stuff happens in life.
Jeez.
Yep. Yes.
I do love the fact that she was like, I love you to keep, I want you to keep my privacy, but she's like, I don't respect anyone else's.
I know. It's
you know
like,
what? I give her props for that, man. You know, and just to give a little bit of context, Chels, for people that don't know the backstory on this, why they're asking about her son and her ex.
Yeah. So basically, this has been like about a couple months. Yeah. Her ex, Kevin, was reportedly cheating on her, had a baby with another woman. Yeah. So she finally announced that, I think she was in denial a little bit, then finally announced they were separating. And then just recently, her husband, Kevin, and her son had like an altercation and her son was picked up for assault. I think he hit him. And apparently that fight was over Wendy. Like it was something about he was trying to get money from her. So
he's still trying to get paid. He's still trying to live the lifestyle he lived when he was with Wendy, but straight up messing around with another female.
Yeah. I mean, the good news for Wendy right now, when she was doing that interview, sitting next to her was her new boy toy. Because she apparently has this new guy she's seeing. She posted him on social media already, a picture of them holding hands. But this is my favorite part. The hashtags when she posted it were hashtag old enough to be your mother, hashtag very sexy man, and hashtag my new life. Damn. So she's moving on and trying to, you know, stay distracted and happy.
I mean, it takes a long time for a guy to make your Instagram. Isn't that kind of like, that's pretty quick, right?
Well, I think that's definitely, she like wants her ex-husband to see that for you know?
This dude's simply a palate cleanser. Mm-hmm. He's not like, you know, future hubby material.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
All right, cool things coming up for you. We got a chance for you to vent about who did you dirty, whether it be an ex, a family member, a friend. 877-971-HITS. Hit us up on that. And right after that, your chance to win Jonas Brothers concert tickets.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Jonas Bros concert tickets right here for their second added night at the Forum the weekend of December 15th. We're about to hook you up before you can even buy them this Friday at 10 a.m. Let's talk to Sabrina from Westwood. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Sabrina, love your vibe. Do you think you're a pretty big Jonas Bros fan?
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to find out here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
She's like, oh, God.
I believe in you.
She said it so confident. Also. She's like, oh, God.
Look, it's my job to rattle you, okay?
It's my job to support.
All right. So here's some Joe Bros trivia. Guess 2 out of 3 correctly, and you win. If not, Mike, who's waiting on the line from Pasadena, will automatically jack your tickets. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Anything you want to say to Sabrina?
Best of luck, but I really hope you don't get the tickets. Wow. My daughters would love to go see the Jonas Brothers.
Wow.
Oh, shoot.
I think we need to put a trash-talking seminar on for our folks, man. Everyone's just so nice.
Listen, I wish you all the best, but hang tight, Mike. Here, we're going to find out, all right? Sabrina, you got 3 questions coming your way. Guess 2 out of 3 correct, and you win these tickets. First question is, name, and this is actually our favorite, by the way, name the bonus Jonas brother.
Oh, come on. It's Frankie.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. Wow. Good job.
She almost slapped me on that. Oh, come on.
Attitude right there.
Come on. Ready? All right. You went a little harder. Okay. Number 2. Which Jonas Bros dated Gigi Hadid?
Joe.
Are you sure? Last chance.
Pretty sure, because even if I get this one wrong, I still have one more question, so I'm going with Joe.
That is
correct.
Oh,
good job.
Congratulations.
Thank God you guys know the answer to that because I have no idea.
You should have said Frankie.
Thank you, Frankie, for everything, man.
Yeah. We shouldn't have said Frankie was always the answer, right?
Frankie was always. That sounds like a spinoff show. Frankie was always the answer.
Congratulations, Sabrina.
Wait, I want to see if she gets the last one.
Thank you so much.
Just for fun?
Yeah, just because she's a Joe Bros fan.
She's going to say to me, oh, come on, really?
I know, that's what I want.
All right, here it is. Just for fun. Just for fun. Ooh, let's do something for fun. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I know you didn't win, but just for fun, let's see who answers this first, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Mike, if you know the answer, do a dog noise. And then Sabrina, if you know the answer, do a cat noise, okay?
Okay.
All right, here, just for fun. What TV channel launched the success of the Jonas Brothers?
Meow.
Oh, that was a tie.
That was a tie. Let's go just for fun with Mike.
Disney Channel.
That is correct, Mike. Congratulations. Yeah. You win 5 points.
You win the chance to play again tomorrow.
Thank you, Sabrina. Hang tight. Yes, more tickets tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour to go check out the Jonas Brothers. Stay tuned because, speaking about winning, we're about to play the King Song of the Day. And today's Key Song of the Day is Meek Mill featuring Drake, Going Bad. Whenever you hear that song play in its entirety, be caller 9 for your chance to win a key. And hopefully get that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. All right, good luck.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
You're just trying to amp up your summer to a whole nother level by hooking you up with a 2019 Jeep Wrangler for you to cruise in this summer. All you got to do is call in, be caller 9 when you hear the key song of the day. Today it's Going Bad by Meek Mill and Drake. We just played it. Be caller 9, you win a key that hopefully will start up that Jeep. Patricia from Long Beach, good morning. Patricia, I love your vibe.
Damn, excited.
I love it.
I kill me?
I said, I love it.
Oh, you love it. You love it.
I thought you were saying 100. 100. I'm like, no, you just had to be caller 9 right now.
And you are caller 9. Congratulations.
Winner!
Good job. Celebration.
Thank you so much.
You got a key, Patricia. Hopefully, we'll start up the 2019 Jeep Wrangler. Why do you need this in your life?
Oh, my gosh, because mommy needs some fun in her life. She does nothing but work, drive down 58 and have it set it off.
So you're just saying mommy needs a little fun in her life, man. Too much work. Yeah. Let's take the top off that Jeep.
That's right. I love topless.
I love topless.
I have a feeling there are going to be zero car seats in that Jeep.
That's right. Take out that back seat. No one gets a ride to the airport. No, none of this mom's car.
That's right.
Congrats, and hopefully your key will start up that Jeep, all right?
All right. I'll take you guys for a ride, though.
Oh, thank you, Patricia. Appreciate that, man. All right, this is the song you're listening for the rest of the day. When it plays in its entirety, be caller 9.
If you really want to fall to your five, when you're back against
the 877-971-HITS, all right? Good luck. Yes, your Ortiz coming up next. She'll probably play, by the way.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.